This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The 23-year-old shooter in the Club Q massacre pleaded guilty this morning. Anderson Lee Aldrich admitted to murdering five people and injuring 17 others at the Colorado Springs nightclub in November. Another 46 people were victims of attempted murder. The shooter will serve life in prison without the possibility of parole as part of a plea deal. They recently expressed remorse in a series of calls with AP reporters. Federal authorities haven't said whether they will pursue hate crime charges. The Colorado GOP has formally rebuked several Republican elected officials for signing on to a letter in support of a transgender Democratic lawmaker in Montana. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Colorado Democrats spearheaded a letter to condemn the actions of Montana Republicans who banned Representative Zoe Zephyr from the statehouse floor after she spoke out against a proposed ban on gender-affirming care for minors. Now, Colorado Republicans have formally rebuked the four members of their party who also put their names on the letter, calling them disgraceful and pawns of the Democrats. One of those signees is hitting back, arguing the state party was being weaponized against him and other Republicans for exercising their First Amendment rights. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Come find more at CPR.org. Coming up this hour, we will get an update from our partners at KRCC about the case at Club Q. Stick around here. There's lots more to come as we kick off All Things Considered this afternoon.